77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. I'm so excited to be with all of you today, as usual. And thank you so much for tuning in and spending your precious time with the Yola Nash Show and WABC Radio. And I assure you, you've made the right decision because we're going to have a fantastic show. And also, if you want to make me really happy, please find me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And my handles are so easy to remember. It's just Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. So I can't wait to hear from you. And please don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show. Every weekend, I bring the world's biggest stars and the greatest experts all for you. And remember, you can listen live on 77 WABC Radio, New York. You can listen online on WABCRadio.com. We are streaming live, of course. And you can catch me on app. And if you missed all of that, you can always come back anytime you want to WABCRadio.com podcast page and find the Yola Nash Show, check out your favorite stars and our intimate conversations. And now let's talk about today's episode. I must say I have a very special treat for all of you. Guess what? One of the greatest doctors in the world is on the show today, internationally recognized Dr. Stan Buzynski. He will help us to understand the genesis of cancer, and he'll tell us about his innovative cancer treatment. And you will also learn on today's episode how to stay positive. One of the greatest motivational speakers in the world is here today to teach you how to do it. John Gordon will share his secrets how to create positivity and how to stay positive in your life every day. I know it sounds impossible, but let's try it. And later in the show, I have something special for your heart and your soul, which is my poetry corner with Fela Siderbaum, aka Mano Dano. She's absolutely brilliant poet, artist, writer, and she beautifully marries few art forms, her poetry, paintings, music, and she creates her own powerful, unique video poetry films. So I invite you, go to manodano.com and check out her beautiful art. And I also encourage you, go and get yourself a great poetry book of Fela Siderbaum, entitled Of Life and Other Such Matters. And let me tell you this, Fela's poetry can unlock your imagination, can enable you to see the world in a different way. So go to Amazon.com and find her book. I have it and I love it. And before I talk to my guest, let me emphasize one more very important event. As many of you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there are a lot of events going on all over the city. And American Friends of Tel Aviv University is hosting a talk with two incredible scientists who are on the front line in the search for the cure. Dr. Mary Claire King, who is the founder of the BRCA1 gene, and Dr. Ranit Sachi Fainaro, a Tel Aviv University professor who was named Forbes Israel Woman of the Year in Medicine. So for more information on the event, please call Ali Bernstein at 212-742-9070. 212-742-9070. Don't miss this great event. And now I can only say, don't go anywhere. Stick around and enjoy the show.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest. He is a brilliant, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, PhD biochemist, and has been doing cancer research for over 40 years. And he has been saving lives of thousands and thousands of people for so many years. And he's joining me now on the Yola Nash Show. Please welcome Dr. Stan Buzynski. I'm so happy.
Well, I'm very happy to talk to you and be able to explain to the people how to approach cancer problem.
You have dedicated your entire career to cancer research and cancer treatment, and your knowledge and your experience is absolutely extraordinary. And I know that having you on the show will help us to understand at least a few things about cancer. And Dr. Pużyński, why people get cancer?
Well, we know that cancer originates from mutated genes. People are getting cancer when they accumulated sufficient number of mutated genes in their body. These genes, they form information carrying network. And this network is causing malignant cells to multiply without control and ultimately kill the patient. So this is the disease of our genes.
And for a few decades, you've been offering scientifically based non-toxic cancer medicines that you discovered back in the 70s. Please tell us about your incredible discovery.
I was working at that time in the university in Lublin on my PhD thesis, and I discovered that in the blood of patients who had advanced cancer, there was deficiency of certain chemicals, and these chemicals belong to the group of small proteins or peptides. And I was very lucky to receive funding from President Nixon's War on Cancer. I received grants. I became a principal investigator at Baylor College of Medicine and MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Ultimately, by the time when President Nixon promised American people that there will be cure of cancer, we were able to cure the first patients by using medications which I initially discovered in the human body and which I named antineoplastins.
And Dr. Pużyński, doctors and scientists used to think cancer is just like one disease, but now we know, also because of your incredible work, we know that cancer is much more complex than that. Please help us understand, what's the genesis of cancer?
Well, you see, the doctors are very conservative. You find very few doctors who would like to really be pioneers. And they follow simply one of the great discoveries regarding cancer, which is the fact that the cancer can be diagnosed under a microscope. Mm-hmm. It happened almost 200 years ago by the great doctor who was born in today's Poland. Mm-hmm. He introduced the diagnosis of cancer under a microscope. And since then, the doctors look on the microscope, and they put the label on cancer. This is such and such lung cancer, this is breast cancer, this is prostate cancer, etc. And then they treat the name of cancer, okay? But under a single name, you have thousands of different varieties because these different cancers have different genes which are involved. So our approach is do not treat the name of cancer, but to treat the genes which are causing cancer.
Basically, your revolutionary approach towards the treatment of cancer is based on genomic signature. Let's explain a little bit more what makes your treatment so unique and so different from everybody else in the world.
We are trying to identify the most important genes which are causing cancer in individual patients. How many of genes are you talking about? Well, the average from 60 to about 650 genes in individual patient, depending on the type of cancer. You don't need to identify all of them. You need to identify the most important and then put together the treatment plan which will treat sick genes. Mm-hmm. You get rid of these genes, the patient is cured, okay? And you can find out you got rid of these genes by running the blood test because you can identify these genes in the bloodstream. You are dealing with information processing network. You are dealing with information processing disease, which is cancer. Mm-hmm. So it's not the right way to really mechanically destroy this, okay? Because you won't be able to destroy network mechanically, but you can turn off the various ingredients of the network. We call them nodes, by using switches. And what we are using are molecular switches. We turn off the genes, which are part of the network, and the entire network will collapse.
And for those who are joining us right now, you are listening to WABC Radio, the Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Pużyński. He's a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer. And I'd love to emphasize what makes Dr. Pużyński so interesting is that no time in history has any individual scientists entered FDA-sanctioned clinical trials for an effective and innovative cancer treatment, which is based on genomic analysis. How is cancer treated at your world-renowned clinic, the Brzezinski Clinic?
Well, first of all, we would like to know if the patient is a good candidate for our treatment, and we are concentrated on some of the toughest cases you can get. Mm-hmm. Most of our patients were classified as terminal patients, and many of them are coming to us from hospice. So initially, we are trying to evaluate medical records to find out if we can really help the patient, and if you come to conclusion that yes, we can, we advise the patient to come to our clinic. Then we run genomic analysis, and we put together a treatment plan, which consists usually with medications which work on the genes. It is called gene-targeted medications and immunotherapy. And we also use our medication. One of our medications is already approved by the FDA as a prescription medication, and two others are at the final steps of FDA approval. They are available under the new law, which is right to try law. We are trying to identify during the first month or two if the treatment is really helping, if the tumors are shrinking or if the tumors are gone. And once we come to conclusion that yes, we move forward until we get rid of any abnormal genes which can detect in patient system, in the blood. And finally, when this happens, this is something which can be called cure if it persists for a number of years.
Dr. Brzezinski, what's the most rewarding in your work?
Well, I believe the most rewarding is to see the patient who was sentenced to die, like a 3-month-old child, whose parents went to any possible place in the country, and finally they came to us when the child probably had 3 weeks of life left. This was 20 years ago. The child completely recovered from horrible brain tumor, like brainstem glioma. And right now she has the picture when she's successfully married and she has her own child.
Oh,
20
wow.
years later, completely tumor-free. This is what is called cancer cure. It's not just getting rid of the tumor, which will come back in another month or two. Getting rid of the tumor and live healthy life for, I say, 20 or 30 years and have children or even grandchildren. So that's the cure.
And that's the most beautiful scenario to see, I can imagine. I'd like to remind our listeners about a fantastic documentary called Brzezinski the Movie. And the movie is about you. And it became a massive success around the world, received numerous awards. It was produced by internationally award-winning film director, producer Eric Marola. And to find out more, please visit BrzezinskiMovie.com, BrzezinskiMovie.com. And that's BrzezinskiMovie, BrzezinskiMovie.com. And this incredible movie can be found on Amazon Prime and Netflix. And I absolutely encourage all of you to check it out. You'll be inspired, you'll be educated, shocked. So again, BrzezinskiMovie.com. And Dr. Brzezinski, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, please give us a call. Our number is 713-335-5697, 713-335-5697. Also, you can reach us through the internet, BrzezinskiClinic.com. And our staff is ready to give you more information and see how can we help you.
Yes. So again, the phone number is 713-335-5697. And for more information, please visit BrzezinskiClinic.com, BrzezinskiClinic.com. Dr. Brzezinski, we admire your impressive work, your discoveries, and your desire to keep fighting forward and keep saving lives. This is so incredible. We need more people like you. So thank you so much for being with us today. I truly appreciate your time.
It's my great pleasure, and I hope we can help more people. Thank you.
Internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Brzezinski, holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more. Dr. Brzezinski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I do, but I think it's about time to welcome my next fabulous guest.
Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm super excited to introduce my great guest. He's one of the greatest motivational speakers in the world, best-selling author, and internationally recognized expert in positive leadership. Welcome to the show, John Gordon.
It's great to be with you, Yola.
You're originally from New York, right?
I am. I grew up in Long Island in Smithtown.
Tell us, John, a little bit about your background and how did you first get involved with positive leadership, speaking, and training?
Well, as I said, I grew up in Long Island, New York, and so Jewish-Italian family, a lot of food, a lot of guilt. And so I didn't grow up very positive. My dad was a New York City police officer, undercover narcotics. He wasn't too big on positive energy. And I think growing up in the family I grew up in, it made me want to be a more positive person later on because I really wasn't positive. Mm-hmm. And honestly, my marriage was really struggling. My wife and I were struggling and I was not very positive. So my wife said, you know, you need to change. And so I agreed to change. Mm-hmm. And I began the journey of trying to change and started to research all these ways that I could be more positive. This was during the emerging field of positive psychology. It was just beginning. Mm-hmm. And I started to actually do some of the things that I was reading about. But I actually made my own things up. Like I started to take a thank you walk. And every day I would take this walk of gratitude because I knew that you can't be stressed and thankful at the same time. This is for everyone listening. Mm-hmm. You cannot be stressed and thankful at the same time. So if you're in traffic and you're feeling stressed, focus on what you're grateful for in that moment. Take some deep breaths and the stress will dissipate.
It's tough to do.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
But it's about our perspective. In doing that and other ideas, I realized that every day I could feed myself with the positive or the negative. Mm-hmm. And the more I fed myself with the positive, the positivity grows. Mm-hmm. The more you feed yourself with the negative grows. So yes. It's about feeding each day the positive. And then you start feeding others, and then you really have an impact. Now, your mind is like a garden. Yes. If you do this one day, it's probably not going to do much, right? Weed the negative, feed the positive. But imagine if you weed and feed that garden for a week, mm-hmm. then a month, then a year, and a lifetime. That garden starts to look magnificent, and that's what this is about.
Wow. That's beautiful. I'm so happy we're talking about it because it's so easy to be negative. It's just there.
Yeah,
but it takes an effort to be positive.
It does. And we're living right now in a world that's more negative than ever. I call it the black hole of negativity right now. Like, there's this black hole that's sucking up all of the positivity. We have to remember that the outside doesn't create us. We create inside out. The power's on the inside. So we lead with love, with passion, with purpose, with joy, with optimism. We do that in our families, in our teams at work, in our communities. And then we have an impact on the outside.
Wow. And your new book, The Power of Positive Team, Proven Principles and Practices That Make Great Teams Great. Tell us, what was the motivation behind writing this book?
Well, I wrote The Power of Positive Leadership, and all these leaders started reading the book, but I started to think about all the teams that I was working with, mm-hmm. and I realized that I needed a book not just for the leader, but for the team. Mm-hmm. And I wanted this book to be read by a team together, where if they read this book together, it's a framework on what they can do to be a great team. So it's very practical. There's principles, there's practices in there that I know work, having worked with all these teams. I'm sharing everything that I've done mm-hmm. with some of the most successful teams on the planet.
In your book, you also talk about purpose, and I love that so much because majority of people don't know their purpose. John, help us how to discover the purpose.
Well, I
can't. Advise us.
There's a reason why I think like a purpose-driven life has sold like over 50 million copies because I think everyone is searching for their purpose. The way you find your purpose is you start living on purpose. you decide to make a difference where you are, serve others, show you care. If you do that, a greater purpose starts to move through you. It starts to find you rather than you actually have to go and seek it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I have noticed in my life? Sometimes the smallest good things that you do, you smile, you open the door, or you allow someone to go first when you're in traffic, and you see the difference you make in that moment.
I love that, because life is just a series of all these little moments. Yes. I have the shirt I'm wearing right now. It's a
stay positive
shirt. Stay positive. Actually started a company, Positive Brands, to start, you know, sharing positive messages. So I'm now wearing the shirt, and I'm in the store the other day, and I have food allergies. Mm-hmm. And the woman was so helpful. I said, "You are being so nice. Thank you so much." She goes, "Well, your shirt really inspired me to be more positive."
And John, you have written 17 books, am I right?
Yeah, 17. Wow. I think 17.
And 5 bestsellers and your mega hit book, The Energy Boss. In that book, you talk about the energy vampires. Please tell us, how can we recognize them? And what
I like the way you
do.
Said energy vampires. The way you just said that was great. Energy vampires, they are the people who suck the life right out of you. They're very negative and they just complain all the time. And after you leave them, you just feel drained. And the key, first off, is to address it. You know, if you're in a team in a company, you have to address the negativity, but you have to do it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Don't be negative about negativity. People have read my book, The Energy Boss, right? And I get emails from people, "Hey, my boss gave me your book." And it's really weird because they're the biggest energy vampire of all. And they gave me the book and said, "You're either on my bus or off my bus." And that was never the intention of the book, to do it like that. Well, you lead with the love first. One of the rules is love your passengers. Here's the key: love tough. Mm-hmm, love tough. Mm-hmm. Instead of tough love, love tough. So you got to love instead of, you know, first, love first. And then with energy vampires, confront them, address it, seek to transform. But there are some that no matter what you do, they won't change.
Yes.
At that point, if they're not willing to change, then you may have to let them off the bus, and that will make your team stronger and better in the long run.
I have noticed that some people are negative, and it looks like they are enjoying that negativity. They don't want to change.
Yes, some do. It could be the most beautiful day outside, and they'll find something to complain about or something to be negative about and just want, "Oh, well, it's going to rain later."
Yes.
It's sunny now, but it's going to rain later. Yes. And so they find every negative in a positive.
What would you say to those who are extremely focused on chasing success and money, especially in New York? I would say this is the place where people are reaching strongly for their dreams, and sometimes they don't see others.
Nothing is wrong with making money. Nothing is wrong with being rich. It's the fact that we idolize money and that we love money more than people, that we love things more than people. I think that is the challenge and that is the problem. Because at the end of the day, when you die, you can't take anything with you.
No.
And we are all going to die. It's not meant to be morbid, but you know what? There will be a day we die. And when you understand that, it's what kind of legacy do I want to leave? What is going to live on after I'm gone? That's what matters most. The only thing that fills you up, really, is love.
What would you like to say to our listeners and your readers who are listening?
I would just like to say, stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yeah, I mean, it's so simple. But yeah, I mean, seriously, it's not just words. It's a way to live your life.
So to everyone who is listening, be sure to pick up John's latest book, The Power of a Positive Team, Proven Principles and Practices That Make Great Teams Great. John, where can people find your book? And please give us your social media handles and your websites.
Any bookseller, they could go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you name it. JohnGordon.com, I have a link to all the books there. JONGordon.com, JONGordon. And Twitter, Instagram is at JONGordon11, JONGordon11. And then Facebook, they can find me on there as well. I have a fan page called John Gordon Page, JONGordon. Page.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, John, for stopping by. I really appreciate your presence here and your advice and your fantastic work. So I hope you stop by again when you're in New York.
I will. Thanks for having me. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
There is more. Yes, but now we have to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Internationally award-winning medical doctor and scientist, Dr. Stan Brzezinski holds 244 patents registered in 35 countries. A regular in the media, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and more, Dr. Brzezinski discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Dr. Stan Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show to hear about his groundbreaking alternative gene-targeted cancer treatment and the renowned Brzezinski Clinic. Dr. Brzezinski has saved the lives of thousands of terminally ill patients from around the world.
I am Dr. Stan Brzezinski. I have dedicated my entire career of over 40 years to cancer research and treatment. My mission is to help save as many lives as possible.
For more information or schedule a consultation, go to BrzezinskiClinic.com or call 800-714-7181. That's 800-714-7181. Don't miss Dr. Brzezinski on the Yola Nash Show.
And now it's time for my poetry corner and my favorite poet, Fela Cederbaum, a.k.a. Mano Dano, and her beautiful poetry. I must admit, it touches my heart all the time, and it's incredible, and I absolutely encourage you to explore Fela's beautiful art. You will never ever regret it. So please check out her website, manodano.com. And now, here is Fela Cederbaum. Listen.
"It's destiny," she said, and I thought, what does that really mean? Isn't everything destiny? I mean, when your dreams come true, you know it is destiny, for sure. When they burst apart like soap bubbles that had no future beyond a few seconds, a few moments of shimmering reflections. Yes, like that. When your dreams just blow apart and you find yourself crouched in a corner, on the floor, trying to assemble the pieces that you know belong together. Just when your dreams explode in your face and you feel God has forsaken you. When the divine appears to have exited, left your consciousness for good. Yes, right then they will say, it's destiny. And you wonder, what is that supposed to do? Make you feel like everything is in its right place? Well, the fact is that nothing is ever in the wrong place. From the very beginning, everything can just unfold the way it does. What else could it do? So don't say, it is destiny. Please, look into my eyes and let me feel your heart.
So beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. Time flies. I know, but the only thing I can say now is don't miss my next episode. Let's do it again. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. or Sunday 4 p.m. And if you missed any of my shows or any of your favorite stars, you can also visit wabcradio.com podcast page and check out the Yola Nash Show. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My handles are so easy to remember, Yola Nash or Yola Nash Show. So until next time, stay well, be happy. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.